We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ah, shit, yeah, we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hello, lover.
Hey.
Happy 3-year anniversary.
Oh, yes, today is our 3 years.
We got married 3 years ago.
3 years ago today.
People said no one could be married that long, but we did it.
Yo, everyone was, the whispers begun. It was like no people have ever been married for more than 2 years.
Like, on the street.
Well, fuck you. We did it. We made it.
We made it. You know who we're not married to? This Brooklyn-based actress, writer, and all-around funny gal by way of Newark, Delaware. You've seen her at Just for Laughs and performing sketch comedy on numerous stages all over the Big Apple.
Yes, she's an Emmy-nominated writer for SNL this season. She's been fantastic, by the way. We are swole up to welcome Ms. Sudie Green.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I remember stalking your wedding on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Which is fine because we're not close.
Yeah, no.
The closer you get, the stranger gets. And we didn't invite you, which would have been shitty. We weren't close. If we had our wedding today, you'd be invited. I'll say that.
That's true.
I mean, our third year wedding.
Also, Instagram is just for stalking, and I'm glad we're finally to a point where everyone just says that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
In the beginning, you'd have to pretend you didn't know that someone had, like, been on vacation or, like, was cousins with someone famous. whatever it is.
Leo, you know? DeCap is your cousin.
But now it's just like, I saw it on Instagram. And everyone's like, yep.
Well, yeah, because now you can just start conversations as if someone had told you that. You know, you're just like, oh, how was Laos? Yeah.
And I used to try and, like, hold back because I didn't want to be a gram bragger. But now, if it's my truth, it's out there.
Yeah, you have to. Those are the ones that get all the likes. I used to be like, don't post too many selfies. And now I'm like, that's all anybody fucking wants.
2017 for me is the year of the non-joke selfie. Just for, like, me personally.
Ooh,
just like my brows look good today.
Yes.
And I'm taking a selfie and I look cool. And that's been huge for me.
All right. Yeah, the earnest selfie's going strong in 2017.
You're in month two of that. Is it going well?
Well, I've had two posts and they've done super well. They've been mostly brow based.
Amazing.
I'm just like 2017, not being shy about branding, not being shy about being hot.
Yes.
Just like
gram it.
Yeah.
Just gramming it.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that because I always do try to, like, put a little joke in there, which is just that sad attempt to pretend you're not just doing a fucking selfie. So I like this.
Yeah.
Well, it started because I was having a conversation with my best friend who lives in LA about a certain just dope comedian. And I was like, you know what I love about her is the non-joke selfie that she just, like, looks hot and just, like, posts it. And she doesn't have to be, like, looking hot, but, like, a little bit flaring her nostrils or whatever, which is a game we all play.
Sure. Yeah. There's
just
a little
do it.
Like, queso dip on your, like, shirt, and you're like, ooh, just look at me, a little dribble.
Or there's the ones where people are just, like, so tired after a long day. Like, there's no joke, but they just look like a 12.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't look tired.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
No, own. You're showing me
you
beauty.
You just slept
here.
For 18 hours, and I can tell.
Yeah.
Own it.
Oh, Murph's just recently gotten off the Instagram.
Left it. I just left it behind.
Good for you, man.
I'm missing out on the brow stuff. Well, now I'm getting stuff.
Well, now you can see them IRL.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
That's why we had you on the PCAST.
Yes.
Well, nobody on the podcast knows what my brows look like, but you guys do.
We do, and I think it'll come through. I think people can feel it in the energy in the room.
We might get some fan art, some bra fantasy drawings
sent
to us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fantasy,
ooh,
we like to wine and dine our guests, don't we, dear?
We try to be classy. We asked Sudie what bev she wanted here, and it is some seltzer.
Yeah, she said lime.
So basic.
Or grapefruit.
No.
I'm so basic. Seltzer, it's beer for whites.
Yes, it is. Also, beer is beer for whites.
I know.
There's so much beer for whites.
Yes. So many damn things for whites.
It's true. So you like citrus. That's what I gathered from grapefruit or lime being the option.
I do. It's refreshing. I don't really subscribe to all of these new seltzers coming out.
Right.
When I was growing up in Delaware, called it fizzy water.
Fizzy water.
And we always had fizzy water.
Yes.
We always had, like, lemon, sometimes black cherry, but usually it was like lemon or lime. And we would mix it with orange juice because otherwise the orange juice would get done way too quickly.
That's right. Like a mimosa for whites.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Or for a child.
Or for, yes.
A white child.
A white child.
And that was our jam. And now I love to cut a juice with seltz.
Oh yeah, yes. I love that too.
Yep.
We were doing the orange juice with the fucking coconut seltzer and then a little lime, and it was a way to trick myself into thinking I was having a cocktail.
Oh, that's dope. See, I don't like the coconut seltzer, but it. You guys already talked about this with Carly Philbin. Can't do it. It's hack. We can't do it again.
Let's not go down this road.
We shan't. So
Delaware's a wild state, though, is what I was thinking.
Yes.
Oh, that it's absolutely not wild.
Yeah, it's very it's flat land. It's just
small,
flat.
Flat Joe coastal. Biden. Yeah, I've driven through it.
Yeah, as we all have.
There's some good beach towns.
Oh man, Delaware beaches are the best. Yes, actually, cleanest beaches on the East Coast.
Ooh. Wow. Have you been to the Starboard?
Oh,
in Dewey Beach.
I've been to the Starboard.
Yes.
I saw Fountains of Wayne there.
Ooh.
What?
That's a great venue for Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah.
I love that.
That
bar
was like really great. I love Dewey. I love Rehoboth. I love Bethany Beach. You got to go down to the shore.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then what are you doing?
What are you doing? Well, I'm from the West Coast, so that's like a whole new kind of beach scene for me. And I like fucking loved it. I went to Forever 21, buy a shirt for 50 cents, and then partied
outlets
for a week.
Outlets. Beach fries.
Beach fries.
Coors soft serve. Caramel corn. It's all about the boardwalk and then also the nature.
Yeah.
Putt-putt.
Oh, putt-putts everywhere.
Dang, that
Joe Biden.
Like,
Joe
Biden's down there.
We share Biden, but he's born PA, but he's then he became a Delaware man.
You guys are
Biden. Scranton.
Yeah, Scranton,
Pennsylvania. Are you from Scranton?
I'm from Wilkes-Barre, bordering Scranton, yeah.
Honestly, dope. Yeah, I love Biden. I love it so much.
I love it, Biden.
I love it. Yeah, actually, in high school, when it was announced that he was going to be vice president. He like didn't live that far from. Well, he lived, but he lived like close to one of my friends, and we were all like, "Let's drive by his house." And so we like go and drive by his house, and we all just like start cheering and screaming out our window, like, "Biden, we fucking love you! You're going to be vice president!" And then like all these like it was like ka-tung, tung, 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 like all these lights came on. And we got scared and we drove away.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He already had the Secret Service going.
Like, why did we think it was cool scream at the senator's
house?
There
were like 15 tweens shot in a political party.
Amazing. He probably enjoyed it though. He's
so,
a party boy.
That's like what people in my town do with musicians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are you just like a big nerd?
Yeah, I am. I actually was a big
like, let's go to politics the
nerd.
House.
I was like very good friends with this group of kids who were all, I also did debate in high school and was really into debate.
Debate's rad.
My dad's a political scientist, and it was like 2008. It was Obama time. Mm-hmm. It was, and like a big group of my friends were extremely involved in our outgoing governor, Jack Markell's campaign.
Ooh.
Like local politics.
Yes.
Volunteering.
Love it.
I volunteered for Beau Biden. May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful man. And we were a bunch of political nerds. And one of those people from that group was the first. Her name is Sarah McBride. Look her up. She's super dope. I was friends with her in high school. And she was the first trans person to ever speak at a national convention.
Whoa.
And she
spoke
at the DNC convention.
That's amazing.
She's a huge deal. And she works for Human Rights Campaign. She's killing it.
Delaware Pride.
Delaware
Pride.
Yes.
I just learned so much.
You got to give the shout out.
You really do. Speaking of shout outs, are you single?
No.
We always ask that.
That's
speaking
a shout
of
shout
out.
Shout out
to my boo.
Boo.
Not looking to mingle, folks.
I'm not looking to mingle. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy and just living. I'm just like a soft person in a relationship. I'm just like.
That sounds nice.
Everything around me is soft. I just want to be like in bed.
You're cozying up over there.
Like
you're melting into
man.
A cozy.
You have that soft sweater.
That's oh dang. I got this sweater for like $10 the other day. And it's made well.
So soft.
Sorry.
You guys both are wearing like peachy tones and I'm wearing like electric green.
I know. You're
no,
popping.
That looks good.
I feel like the ad man out.
You're like the watermelon in the peach patch.
The third wheel.
Mm-hmm. The old watermelon in the peach patch.
The old watermelon. Well, what are you speaking of peaches? That's a plant.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Oh, yes.
What's what do we do here, darling?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to say, but I think we rip topical headlines that are matters of the hearts and parts.
Rip from the headlines.
So this spicy little number comes to us from UC Berkeley student newspaper,
ooh,
The Californian, and it's titled "Sex-Related Emergency Room Visits on the Rise in California."
Whoa, you guys. That sound effect.
Yeah.
Murph made that this morning. I'm very impressed.
I did.
Wow.
I was like, I want moans and screams, and aww, I threw them together.
Usually we just find crap on YouTube. Not today.
Not today.
All right, so basically from 2014 to 2016, hospitals in the Golden State reported over 6,000 sex-related injuries, a 90% increase over the stats reported from 2010 to 2013.
Yeah, these numbers are expected to be even higher, as some patients may be ashamed of sexual trauma and they lie about how they sustain their injuries.
The most common sex-related injuries are priapism, vaginal tearing, penile fracture, urinary tract infections, and genital inflammation from prolonged exposure to hot sauce and other condiments.
My. So California's getting sloppy in bed, or just have they been more bold and experimental?
Like, who can say?
Things in their hot dogs. I feel like California, you got so much, you know, San Francisco fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that SF, you know, fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, in general. And I
say, into the older ages, too, where maybe, you know, you're not as flexible as you once were.
Right. The penile tearing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I say, though, anybody that goes to the ER for a sex thing, like, good for you.
Yeah.
Push your boundaries. What are you? Nobody's going
to
die.
No. Exactly. If you don't end up in the ER, you're not at least trying to see what you're capable of as a human being.
Plus, like, if you're sticking something weird up your butt,
mm-hmm,
then maybe that's just you and your thing, and you're not, like, out there giving people STDs.
Right. You're not even at a sex party. You're just alone sticking shit up your ass.
Solo with the matchbox cars.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is the stuff you always hear about is like a guy will come in and be like, I sat on this thing. And they're like, no, you didn't.
On a
like,
full dildo.
Yeah. Like, I sat on a little.
I was walking to get some cereal and I fell on a full dildo.
Yeah, and I fell on a goldfish and now it's swimming around inside me. Like, it's
also
always.
Stop walking around without pants on then.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude.
Yeah. Step one.
Step one, put pants on.
Thick pants, not thin pants.
No, get those corduroys on, something that a dildo couldn't easily penetrate.
Your booty.
You have to.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school who was just a total hypochondriac, and this isn't sexy, but it's genitals. She thought she had a tampon stuck inside her and went completely insane and tried to get it out and like probably hurt herself a little doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the ER, and they were like, nope.
There was just nothing in there.
Nothing in there. And she had been like beating up her cooter trying to get out a phantom pawn.
Phantom pawn.
That is a horrible feeling. It will fall out, though. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me that once.
We've all felt
it will fall out
to us.
My first time I ever went to an OBGYN because I was like recently sexually active and didn't know what I was doing. And I went to the OBGYN and the first thing she said to me was, are you aware that there's a condom inside of you?
And what if you were just like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I was like, that's where I keep them. And then the other thing was that I think she might have been partially deaf or something. She had like a deaf accent. So I had to ask her like multiple times during the whole thing what she had meant. Because I couldn't fully understand her every
time.
You're
like, what is inside me? Draw it.
I'm not going to do the point. Well, go for it. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't do it. Don't.
We can all imagine.
Yes.
We'll do it later. Off mic. That's so amazing.
That's
the worst.
Like, that's literally adding insult to injury.
I wonder how long were you, do you know how long it possibly could have been?
Oh my God. I don't even want to think about it.
I know.
Well, I had probably been having sex for 2 days at that point. So max 2 days.
You're like, I thought if you just put a condom inside you, you were safe.
Yeah.
That's like classic misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Oh, sex ed. Not just, great.
No.
This is amazing, though. I love that
sore
it's just.
Sore back is probably the most I've ever, like a strained back, lower back. You know, when there's a stretch of time where anything close to aerobic activity I was
just
doing
a
was sex.
Sore stuff from just like, you know, marathon sessions, but I don't think I've ever had. I did have a really embarrassing experience, though, in high school where I had not had sex yet, but I had jerked off my boyfriend and then he had fingered me like an hour later. And then I told myself that the jizz could have gotten on the finger and gotten inside me, and I called Planned Parenthood and was like, am I pregnant? And they were like, no. But see, I could understand them very clearly, though, which helped with the conversation.
We don't know. And we'll never know if that could have happened or not.
Well, it definitely could, but, like, I think the odds are, like...
Yeah, that's some power sperm if you're able to get the...
It's just complete paranoia.
Usually when it hits the air, yeah. Boy, you got to be safe. You got
to
check.
But I felt like Winona Ryder in Mermaids, there. Where she goes to the doctor and is like, am I pregnant? And they're like, you're a virgin.
And you're like, you can tell? My God, I love Mermaids.
And she's so embarrassed because she thinks they think she doesn't know about sex, but she thinks she's pregnant with Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
Mermaids is great.
Did she get made out with in a graveyard or something? And that's what she thought it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She totally had a rule. With Jake Ryan, which is his name in 16 Candles.
That's the same guy. Ooh. Oh, my God. I'm going to make... Oh, man. I love that movie.
It's so good.
She makes him the big sandwiches.
Yes.
And then her mom makes him cute. God.
What's a cookie Cher cutter?
Cher and Winona, you can't lose with that.
And baby Christina Ricci and Danny DeVito.
That was a power cast.
Not Danny DeVito. It's, what's his name?
It's not Danny
Bob
DeVito?
Hoskins. No.
Oh, Hoskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Whoa.
And Danny DeVito.
It takes on a whole new, I bought it immediately. I was like, I haven't seen Mermaids in many years.
But it's a very similar vibe. Yeah. Like, I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'd love to see Hoskins and DeVito just like wrestling.
Well, they're the same person. Never seen them in the same place.
You can't see them in the same room because they'll absorb into each other.
So why California? We don't know.
California's sexy. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
they're just it. Sexing.
It's also, warm, and there's weed.
Yep.
What else are you going to do?
Also, it's a huge state.
Yeah. That's true.
So most they just probably state. Have the most incidences.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going to say, too, you know people in the Midwest have shit stuck in their holes but are just not telling anyone.
Oh, yeah. They're just rotting away in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's my memoir. What do you guys say we slip on over to Listener Love?
Yes, please.
Listen, a mailbag.
Sudi.
Wow.
We got
it. That's really good.
Yeah, how about that?
Is that the climax noise from Sims?
From The Sims?
Yeah, when like Sims have sex.
Yeah, that was a Sims being made.
Taylor Moore made that for us. Yeah. So we have to ask him.
I know. We will ask him. He probably pulled that. That freak definitely pulled something from The Sims, I bet.
Oh, yeah. He loves when The Sims climax.
Yeah. What happened to that? Does they still make those?
I don't know.
Just became Instagram, I think.
Yeah, I think we're The Sims now.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. All right, Haas, we got to help people. And Sudi's got to help us help because we're shitty at help. So
love advice.
Can you let us know what's going on?
Yeah, sure. Our first question comes from Michael in Austin via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Mikey says, my partner calls out to Jesus and God a lot when we're having sex. Not just when he comes, but like every few seconds he screams, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ.
Well,
he's not religious at all. So what do you guys think is going on here?
I think just accept it. Just accept it because I one time had a partner who shamed me for something that I said in the moment.
Oh, no.
Which was pretty innocuous, which is daddy, which is like not a big deal at all.
We've all heard daddy.
But like also fine if you think that's not cool. Made me feel super self-conscious.
Yikes.
And I think Jesus Christ is not that bad.
No.
Nope.
And just liberate your Puritan, you know, sensibilities and take back that word. Take it back.
From the Christians.
Use that Lord's name in vain.
Because that's like not that weird anyway.
No,
that just seems like an exclamation.
Yeah.
Like I'm not religious and I've been like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's just part of the...
It is.
You know.
Just accept it, because if you say something, then while they're about to come, they'll be like, oh, what's the good word? And then you wind up saying father, which is worse.
Oh, father. Yeah, that's...
Legal guardian. Yeah, that's not...
Well, then it's better that he's wailing out Christ and God's than saying nothing. Would you prefer that, you know?
I think you're totally right, though, about giving somebody a complex.
Yeah.
That is the worst area to, like, mess with.
Well, it's when you're most vulnerable. You're just guttural. It's those animalistic instincts. You're just orgasm, and you say whatever the fuck you say. If you start thinking that about that too hard.
That's I mean, at least it's not like monk chanting. That would be eerie.
Yeah. Oh. But although you know when monks fuck little boys, say shit like that.
You know they do. Those pedo monks.
They're Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to give you a high five, but we are separated, so.
Oh, yes.
On that, yeah.
Great joke.
High five through the mic.
We felt it.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, so just get over it.
Helped.
Helped.
Wow,
one
Helped,
for one.
Sudi.
One for one.
Amazing.
Really good advice, guys. All right, well, our second query comes from Iris via our Twitter, at Minaj Radio. She asks, is it illegal to mail pubes? Please let me know by Valentine's Day if possible. Thanks. Well, that's not going to happen.
We're post V-Day, Iris, so.
We have mailed pubes. We mailed out care packages to our listeners, and I put some
pubes in them.
But I don't know if it's legal.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's legal or not, but people, like I had a roommate who got a Merkin in the mail.
Oh, wow.
Which is like fun pubes.
That's
yeah. Was like, it made from real hair?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But like, that's pubesque.
It's pubesque. It's
and she ordered it online and everything.
Mm.
I would say
I don't think that can be legal. Can't be illegal, rather.
I get the like question about like mailing because hair has like DNA. Like, I don't know if you're allowed to mail blood or whatever. But the thing that would make it weird to be illegal is like you could accidentally drop hair into any package.
Yeah.
So like,
pubes are all over everything I own.
Exactly. I mail. Everything I send out, everything I hand off to somebody, it's got some sort of
every
pubes
sandwich
on it.
We eat.
Yeah, just
covered in Murph's pubes.
That's why I don't get waxed because I'm just like, well. The seasons will change and I'll molt.
I'll molt in the mail.
My mail will pull the pubes out of my body. I don't know.
I think it's fine, though, because people do sell, like, people do mail, like...
dirty underwear.
Yeah, or, like, DNA samples and stuff. Like,
yep.
I don't know. We've all seen a documentary where somebody was like, I'm taking a sample from my cheek and sending it to this lab. Blah, bloop.
Yeah, you mean Law and Order.
Yeah, yeah. Law and Order. Documentary. Law and Order.
That docuseries.
I'm always like, I think this is what cops and doctors do, and it's not. Wait, Haas, can you Google that, though? Is it illegal to mail pubes?
Sure.
Cool, thanks.
Sure.
Haas has access to a computer in his small closet.
Yeah, he can Google the law.
We do not.
I think, as long as it's not returned to sender, as long as the person on the other end is, I guess, waiting for pubes, too. If you're randomly mailing them out.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You need that.
Just waiting by the
just
door.
Just waiting by the door.
Oh, I think I got 2-day shipment on pubes.
The only thing I would say is definitely package them. Don't mail loose pubes.
No, yeah. You can't put a stamp on loose pubes.
Put them on a beautiful pillow.
Ooh, I love that.
That's what I would do. I would get like a nice plush little pin cushion.
Ooh.
And then I would have a beautiful little curl nestled in it.
Oh.
Like Victorian times.
Yeah.
Remember
like the good old days.
Did you guys ever see Sense and Sensibility with Kate Winslet?
No.
Maybe.
Well, this dude like cuts off a lock of her hair.
Is it Danny DeVito?
Yeah, it's Danny DeVito. And it is like... the cutting of her hair is like actually like the most erotic thing I've ever seen. She acts like she had a full body cum. And that is Jane Austen times, man.
Yes.
It was erotic enough to get a little hair.
But I actually that makes
Jane's
sense
third
to
base.
Me.
Yeah.
Like if you love someone so much, you need to cut a little piece of them off as like a token.
Yeah.
That's so romantic.
It is.
They don't end up together.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
I did some research.
Report back, please.
And it looks like hair in general, there's no laws on the books that make it like illegal for you to send it or that you have to like get some kind of special classification.
Okay.
So with that, yeah, you could fucking fill a box full of pubes and send it out and it'd be fine.
Great news.
A beautiful pillow.
Yeah,
or
the pin cushion,
yeah. And I'm going to have Amazon use a droid, whatever the hell.
Drone.
I always do that, too.
And I just want to give a quick shout-out to sendpubes.net.
Ooh.
It's like a great service.
A new sponsor for us.
Yeah. Nice.
These seltzers don't buy themselves. All right. I think we're going to go with the cushion.
Yep. That's sound legal advice, 2 for 2.
Oh, my God. Wait. It's actually cooler than I thought. Sendpubes.net. This is what it says when you click through. It says, we'll send pubes and glitter to anyone you hate.
Wow.
That's See, awesome.
That's an act of aggression that I was saying it could only ever be
no,
wrong to
no,
male
I'm
poops.
No, I'm not on board.
No. Well, I also didn't realize you were, I thought you were
that's harassment.
Boxing around.
Yeah, I thought
no
you
No matter how you slice it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, guys, consent is huge with the mailing of pubes.
It sure
it's
is.
Only $9.
Huh,
$9 for pubes and glitter?
Yeah.
That's a racket.
That it sure is. Your pubes you just keep replenishing, and glitter's pretty cheap.
Don't nickel and dime me on the pubes and glitter. I hate no. that.
I'll just do it myself.
It's like when they make you pay extra for an egg. It's like...
Come on, yeah.
Don't that, nickel and dime me on the back. One egg.
No.
It's like 25 cents.
Yes. Just throw it on the salad. Throw it on the steak.
Don't even cook it. Haz, do we have anyone else to help?
Oh, yeah. Lastly, Aisha in Philly reached out to us via our
email. Philly.
Delaware's
At our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail, Sha Wonders. I found a handwritten checklist. Wasn't snooping. It was out in the open. And my boo got some fucked up shit on there. Lock it down was checked off. And so was eat ass. He also got an unchecked box that says put a ring on it. We've been dating 5 months. I should leave his ass, right? This sounds like a Philly question for sure.
Yeah, that's a Philly checklist.
It's like a
I know an
sensible.
Aisha in Philly, and I think this is her.
Shout out to Sudi's pal.
Well, first of all, my first question is, is she the one being locked down and getting her butt eaten?
Yes. Right. If you've had your ass eaten by this gentleman, then you know that you're. It's probably a
that he's goal oriented and he is into achieving his goals.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to give more information because it's really creepy. You're exactly right. If it's happening secretly with someone else,
yes.
But if it's just like things he's doing with you, who cares?
Then he's a planner, and I think that when he does put a ring on it, then that's a really good. Quality in a partner.
Yep.
And if you're not ready, just say, hey, I found this checklist. Can we talk?
Yeah. When do you plan on checking this box off?
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Definitely have a talk.
Yeah. Because
this also, he may have a checklist, but this needs to happen on both of your timelines.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. You got to sync checklists. You got to have like a Google Doc or something.
And there are lots of apps for this.
So many apps.
Google Doc. You could do a Slack.
Slack.
Trello is a new thing that I'm into.
What?
I don't know about Trello.
Asana. Just a lot of different checklist-oriented timetable project management
apps.
Wait,
is Asana just like meeting up with somebody in Asana and talking about it?
Yeah, that's the only thing on the checklist. You just...
That's
like,
exactly
I'm
what
I'm on
it
my
is.
Way to the sauna.
But it's also a website.
Oh, I've never heard of it. It's like the mafia. You meet in a weird place and you just sit next to each other and talk and then leave.
Yep. Staring forward.
Or not. I guess it's on the web. I'm so not hip.
I think my advice is communicate and also get on like a shared app.
Yes.
Yeah, shared app.
Yes. Get on a shared app.
Also, though, somebody writing out eat ass is just like maybe a tiny bit crazy.
There is the chance.
Like some plans you can just keep in the old noggin. No judgment.
Nope.
After
eat ass
judging
in the
hard.
Noggin. Well, those questions were fantastic. Thank you for sending them in. We have some questions now for our guests.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, fun.
These are six sections. They're rapid-fire sex questions.
Okay, good.
So you just have to answer as quickly as you can.
No apps. Okay. No apps needed for this.
Got it.
See you on Slack. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, starting now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Ooh, Chad, things are gonna get easier.
Ooh. All right. What's the sexiest animal?
Platypus.
No. Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Chris Pratt.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Bea Arthur.
69 or 420?
420.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Intelligence.
Oh, six sections with Sudi Green.
Woo-woo. Those were great.
She did it.
Those were.
Did she just win this?
I think she won.
No one Platypus ever... I don't stand by, but it just like came to mind. It's such a like...
It's a versatile animal.
I know, but it's also such a like improv suggestion that you don't want to get.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's like the mango.
But literally, all anyone says...
It's the mango
says,
of the animal kingdom.
We only get cheetah, so I was excited by it.
I think that's
cheetah?
The first platypus we've ever had.
Can I really think about what the sexiest animal is, even though I know that was rapid fire?
Give it a moment.
Yeah, take
you
your
can,
time.
You can think, because The platypus to me was a fascinating animal. I remember it being these wildlife cards or something with photos on them that I got when I was young, and I remember seeing a platypus.
Oh, to like learn about.
Yeah,
them.
I was like, this is a crazy looking creature.
I think this is right that they are a species or whatever thing it is.
Endangered?
Called echidna.
Oh, echidna.
Them and also like hedgehogs or something like that, where they are mammals, but they also lay eggs.
Yes, they're the only mammals that lay eggs.
Yeah, and there's one other those that has like a long snout that's like an anteater, but it's also kind of like a porcupine. There's
weird
creatures in that.
Hmm.
What is that, a genus?
Yeah.
Family?
What's that little, hole there, Gina?
What is that? Yeah. Phylum?
Whatever mammal is those things.
Yes, because it's a mammal, but it has webbed feet and a duck bill.
So what makes it a mammal is the warm blood?
I think it's the feeding milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it lays, we might be totally wrong about this, but I think it lays eggs, but also nurses.
The platypus is like just an animal that somebody would make up.
Yes.
Yeah. Like with the head of a duck and the tits of a rabbit.
It looks like a Shel Silverstein animal.
Yes. That's or what Dr. makes Seuss. It sexy. Platypus. Where do they live?
Australia?
Okay. That makes sense. They have all the weird
stuff. I'm making
there.
Up all this stuff. I don't know.
These
Madagascar,
are facts.
Maybe?
These
They're
are...
all coming into the. I used to be into this show, obsessed when I was little, called Kratz. Creatures?
Mm-hmm.
Kratz creatures?
Yeah, it was like these two brothers. They were very enthusiastic, and it was a nature show. And this is all coming from my little six-year-old brain.
Well, look, you know more
who
than...
Who was horny for animals?
Yes.
That's like was my obsession.
Hot for creature.
Yeah, I was hot for creatures.
Mm-hmm. Not horny for the two brothers that hosted the show.
No. Oh,
certainly not.
No. Not if there weren't platypuses.
And they were conjoined.
Yeah.
They were.
So, you know, you take one, you got to get them both.
It's an acquired taste. What else did I want to... Oh, were you going to come up with another animal? That's what we were waiting for.
Yeah, and I think it's a polar bear.
Okay.
Is that insane?
No,
no. Now we're talking.
You love polar bears.
White fur. Huge. Cuddly. Plays with dogs.
Yes,
I'm not really a dog person, but you know those videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the white fur and like the cave. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
You know?
And the way they like saunter on when they're all on all four, but then they can get up on two legs.
It's
dance.
A great animal.
Oh, yeah.
I love when they eat something and then their face is covered
the
with
blood.
Blood.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah, they show that white fur shows blood, so it's such
amazing.
A
So like not afraid
guttural.
Of period sex.
No,
not afraid to go downtown.
Mm. No. They love the marinara.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you said Bea Arthur pretty quickly, which I appreciated.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's the greatest of all time.
I'm a cynical person in general, and I'm very cynical when it comes to men. But I think that's why when I find a guy that I, like, vibe with, I generally, like, know.
Yes.
Because I love to call out a piece of shit, and I'm like, that guy's a piece of shit, that guy's a piece of shit, like, not as cool as me, not as fabulous as me.
Up? There's some...
And you got to just, like, make those decisions.
Yeah.
Trust your gut on that.
Yeah. That's like Dorothy. Yeah.
I can be a bit of a man-hater. I really can.
Well, I mean, that's only fair. It's
I think
pretty
we
easy.
Have to you make up to... for last time in that category.
I think so, yeah.
You know, my grandma has a phrase that's no man beats no man.
Mm.
Wait, what does it mean?
It means there's no man better than having no man.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I just kept going,
You're like, okay.
I was stewing it. I was letting it stew. Yeah, that's great.
That'd be a good tattoo.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. And I love my boyfriend dearly, and he's wonderful. But in general,
there are like 200 great men floating around.
Oh yeah.
In Australia.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, they're the ones with the bills.
The
and
bills.
The eggs.
Yep. They lay the eggs.
Well, I think I found a good one. Happy anniversary, love.
Oh, it's the anniversary today.
For our anniversary, what do you guys say we get it wet?
Ooh, make it wet.
Oh, my God, that was me.
It was. We captured that.
Did it live today.
So, you know, we're going to have a contest between the three of us.
That's true. We gather excerpts from various mediums not meant to be sexy.
No, and then we put on our sultry voices. And Haas will judge.
We read them out loud.
He will stand in judgment on us.
Haas, what are we reading today?
This week, we're taking a very dry product and trying to just moisten it up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to read a 5-star Amazon review for Double Stuff Oreos.
Mm.
The review was entitled, "Why Isn't This the Standard Oreo?" by Samuel McConnell, left on May 31st, 2014.
Wow.
So first up, we're going to have Diana.
All right.
Now make that double stuff.
Will do. I'm not sure who came up with the original Oreo cookie. I'm going to assume his name was Mr. Oreo. I don't know what else he would be called. Mr. Oreo got a lot of things right with his original cookie. The flavor was great. The texture of the cookie was perfect. And the consistency of the creme is not too hard, but not so soft that the cookies won't stick together. Surely this was the pinnacle of sandwich cookie innovation.
Mm,
she said creme.
Creme got me going.
Oh, yeah.
Creme made me creme.
Mm-hmm. Creme de la creme.
That's all creme.
Oh,
all
my.
Right. I forgot to ring the bell when we were done. That was intense for me. What's next, Oz?
Well, we got Murph up.
All right.
You got your review.
This is from the same 5-star review.
That's right.
All right.
Now dunk it in some warm milk.
Okay. However, Mr. Oreo got one thing critically wrong. The cookie-to-cream ratio. Nabisco saved the day in 1974 when they introduced this, the Double Stuff Oreo. Mislabeled on Amazon as Double Stuff. Which is nigh inexcusable. The inevitable correction to the cookie's only flaw. I can hardly describe the perfection achieved by this wonderful confection.
Woo!
Oh, my.
Man, I truly do feel like I'm in a menage a trois now.
Now it's happening.
Now it's intimate.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Snacks and sexy.
Haas?
That was great. I mean, but last up, we have Sudi. Who is gonna make your mouth water for some cookie nookie?
I'm gonna hear that in my dreams tonight.
The word nookie is triggering. Okay. Okay.
The cookie that was perfected in ages past is coupled with what should always and forever be known as the proper amount of Oreo cream. Filling. The original Oreo is seriously lacking in comparison. As a postscript, don't let the haters tell you there's only 1.84 times the cream rather than double. Since when was double a mathematical term that meant precisely twice as much anyway?
Oh my
damn.
That was.
Oreos are sex for me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are creme sex.
This wasn't as dry of a product as we thought.
No. That was written to be sexy, I think.
Do you ever get so horny that you just want to eat?
Absolutely.
Yep. You just have to satisfy some sort of carnal need.
So horny for food all the time.
Have another seltzer, dear.
Oh, okay.
I wish we had some double stuffs.
Haas, what say thee?
I mean, gosh, this is a tough one. They were seriously all creamy in their own way.
Thanks.
Haas is so hard.
Haas
is
fully hard. I got like 8 chubs out of 10.
Wow.
8 chubs out of 10? Haas, you've never gone over 6.
No.
Wow.
But, oof, all right, you know what? I'm going to have to give it to Sudi.
Yes!
Horny for me! Horny for me!
Cookie nookie! Congrats.
Thank
you. Nailed it. Oh, and I want to meet that human being who wrote that review.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He should be writing for, other stuff.
He should just be writing for things.
Let's talk to some people about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys say we slip on over to Virtual Sugar?
Yo. There's that dial up.
What do we do here, darling?
Well,
besides cough into the mic.
We know Sudi is not single, but we would like you to pretend you are just for a moment.
Yeah, that's like me every day.
Perfect. Perfect.
Love it.
Did it all for the cookie nookie. There's a name that's floating around in this cup. You hear him jangling there. Ooh.
Last one.
Ooh. And you're going to go on a date with either Diana, Haas, or me.
It's an improvised date. We want to see you in action.
It's a real date. We leave the studio. We go to White
out.
Castle.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
She's opening it.
Ooh, it's unfolding.
Haas!
What is going on?
It's literally
he's already prepped and ready for me.
I mean, that's true. He's at full attention. He's double stuffed and he's ready to go.
He's ready to cream all over. All right, so you guys are going to improvise a date. We might hop in.
Great.
Just to ruin things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try and be as honestly me on a date as possible.
Amazing.
So everybody can get the experience that I know
Please.
They want.
Date begins now.
Sudi.
What up?
I'm wearing a tie.
Oh, no, don't do that.
What's, why?
I don't know. It just feels like maybe you're putting a lot of effort into this and maybe I'll disappoint you.
Oh, come on. I mean.
But I like it. I mean, it looks nice.
I thought, yeah, classed it up.
Okay, I'm wearing leggings with a dress, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, you're right. I feel uncomfortable.
Let's start over.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Or get alcohol.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Ugh. What are you going to smoke?
Just a cigarette.
Oh, I actually do mind.
Okay.
Fine. I'm just being honest.
No, that's fine. Be honest. I'll wait till this, you know, because this date's going to go well, so I'll wait later. It'll be good.
Yeah. Haas, what was the highlight of your day today?
My highlight of the day would have to be my father paying my phone bill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I was running out of data.
My mom also pays for my phone bill.
And it's like, you know, it's nice to be able to actually use my phone, you know, and
you're
use
not,
Twitter.
What do you use?
Well, I'm just shit out of luck.
Are you on AT&T, like Verizon? Like,
no,
what's
I'm
the deal?
A T-Mobile boy. And
oh,
it's just,
damn.
Like, cheap as fuck.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's fine.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no, let's just be honest.
Sudi, though, you look lovely, by the way, I should say.
Thank you.
Can I help you guys find anything here at the Apple Store?
Yes, alcohol.
Love, whatever you got.
We actually don't have any cocktails here at the Apple Store, but we do have some exciting new products. We have an iPad Plus that's
really
big.
Wait, hold on. We came here as a white people store. You don't have white people drinks?
No. I mean, we do. Between you and me, I do have a seltzer in the back.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You guys want to share it?
You know what? I think that we're just going to buy a laptop.
Wow. This is my first day. I've never made a sale. That was awesome. What kind of screen length are you looking into?
I don't know about you, Haas. But,
Air.
Oh, yeah.
Air.
Air, because it'll be lightweight.
Yeah.
Great. Were you looking, do you want like 15-inch, 17?
Haas, are you buying this for me or am I buying it?
Good question. You know,
I'll buy it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll buy it.
I'll Venmo
I'm a
you. How about this? We'll split it. I'll Venmo you later.
Yeah, yeah. No, or don't worry about it because, like, it was like my idea to come here and buy a laptop. So, like, I guess I'll pay for it.
Okay, so that's going to be 2019. So he would just be Venmoing you, you know, around $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can. Well, yeah, I can do that.
Come on, you guys, pay for your thing. I got to return this. I gotta return this MacBook to the Apple Store. They told me it was double size, my old MacBook. It's not.
Sir,
I measured it.
Sir.
Return this.
Sir, we have returned this computer every day for you and given you the next size up. They're not double. They go up by 2-inch increments.
Since when is two double? 2-inch?
Hold on. I need to call my manager.
I need a drink. You got anything?
I already gave away my seltzer for my lunch. Hold on, Rachel, that guy you said keeps coming in?
Hey,
yeah,
Sudi.
It's my first day, so I'm not sure how to deal with it. Yeah, he's just
so I'm glad we're getting this computer,
it's
but
really scaring me.
You know, maybe we could like, you'll watch like Netflix or something?
Yeah. Yeah, we could watch Netflix. I don't know, like right now if I can commit to Netflix.
Oh, sure. So maybe like more like a crackle type situation.
What's crackle?
You know, it's just like something that I see on my Roku. They got, you know, their own original programming. It's mostly just throwback television, though. But it's cool.
Hi, I'm the manager, Michael. Can I help you guys? What, there was a problem over here?
Yeah, my MacBook is not double.
Hey, sir.
And now I'm hearing about this crackle situation.
Yeah, sir,
I don't know what the hell. Huh?
You're eavesdropping, and, like, can we just make the sale? I mean, I'm
sure
you're
together?
In a rush.
Yes.
What's that?
But wait, is Crackle like a television show, a station, or what?
It's sort of like a streaming service that no one uses, but for whatever reason,
is it a money
readily available?
I think I had a Lyft driver tell me about this once.
What's that, like
a
Uber
thing?
Oh,
that was me, probably.
Has you also do Lyft?
Mm-hmm. Until I got to that terrible accident.
I'm going to have to ask the three of you to leave.
Well, I'm waiting for my drink.
You've been screaming about Crackle. It's very disruptive. There's a lot of nice white people here just trying to look at devices.
Fine, I'm going to the freaking Microsoft store.
I think it's for the best that we all just go our separate ways, all four of us.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
This has been cool and everything.
Sure. Do you want to give me your email?
You want to follow me on
no,
Crackle?
No, I don't. Let me get your email.
I'm running into a cab right
now. I see that.
Hey. Yes. It ends with a getaway.
I wanted to know what happened more and more.
I'm a horrible date. I'm a bitch.
No.
I'm an awkward bitch.
I thought you were great.
No, you're fine. I'm an idiot.
I mean, look, a date at the Apple store is just looking for trouble, I think.
Here's my problem on dates.
What's that?
The two that have ever gone on. Most relationships, I just fuck somebody we start dating. Anyway.
That's how to do it.
Mm-hmm. But my deal is that I'm so on high alert that I'm on a date and not at all concerned about seducing the other person because my attitude is, they should be so lucky.
Yeah.
So
that's a great attitude.
It is.
But I'm like so not accommodating and like every little thing is a test.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that
exists. Throw stuff on the ground to see if they'll pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit always looking for a reason to bail. But if I'm already have a crush on the person and I'm smitten, then I go in like a floppy jellyfish and I'm just like easy and ready to go.
Well, because you've already had sex with them and you're already in a relationship.
Yeah, because I already made the decision.
Then it's easy.
The old floppy jellyfish.
Yeah. No, dating is weird. You're like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I've never dated a non-comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never married a non-comedian.
Ooh,
nice.
Boom.
Fun fact about me. I thought that date was very romantic, actually.
I did, too. And I feel bad because I feel like I treated Oz very poorly.
I mean, you also made a big step in the relationship of a joint purchase of over $2,000.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
that was impressive.
That's like bigger than getting a dog
that's
together,
a big
I think.
Step.
Just charge it.
Yeah.
I was just going to charge it.
You have to.
Yeah, you deal with that down the road.
Well, even though that date was very romantic, I still feel sad.
Why is that?
Because we have to say goodbye to Sudi.
Aw, sweet Sudi. Thank you for joining us.
You guys are so cute. Thank you for having me.
Thank you
Absolutely.
For coming.
Thank you.
Our sweet listeners do not have to say ciao to
our
lovely guest. Just go watch SNL. And keep up with her comedic adventures at Sudi_Green on Twitter.
Thank you, Sudi.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I paused there because I thought you were going to say the Twitter.
I know.
Sorry.
And then I fumbled. my fat fingers couldn't leaf through the papers.
We also legally have to thank our producer, friends and family. That's Ben Hosley.
Also our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweeted us at Menaj Radio.
We love you all.
We'll see you on Amazon Reviews.
Send us those brow pics. The new tech pit. Tech pit?
New
Dick pit?